Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Lamed Beis. Good Chodesh to all. Chodesh Rosh Chodesh Nisan. As we get moving with a new month and a new parak in Sanhedrin, the fourth parak, daf Lamed Beis. Just one thought though that I mentioned that I would start off with from yesterday. Mar Ukva was called Lidizivle Kabar Basya. Yesterday he was called, when they sent the letter to him, they said, to the one who shines like the son of Basya. So the Rashi says, like Moshe, Rashi quotes Tupshatim, Rashi says, like Moshe, who is Ben Basya, why? L'misha makrin or panav k'moshe Rabbeinu. Right, like the one who shines. We know Moshe Rabbeinu's face shines from 2 weeks ago. The end of Parshas Kisisa, his face was shining. Shegidalto Basya Basparo, Kabar, like the son of Basya, wonderful. Lashon Acher, or the second pshat is, Kabar Basya k'moshe shehu Ben Bayis. Bar Basya, like in the house of, like the son of Basya. Son of Basya is because Basya raised him, like we had earlier in the Masechta. If somebody raises you, it's as if they gave birth to you. And number two, like in the house of Basya, because Moshe was a Ben Bayis there. And he was called shining, according to that pshat. Second pshat, he's called shining al shem shahaya chacham, because he was a chacham, and chachma makes a person's face shine. And then finally, he quotes from Matzasi b'sefer Agada, quotes Rashi, found an Agadic story. Not so common for Rashi to quote stories from Agada. He quotes from a sefer Agada that Mar Ukva was about tshuva, that there was a woman that he really wanted to be with, and he got sick from it, but she was a married woman. And finally, Liyamim Nitzrachal Lavos Bimenu, at one point later in history, she came to borrow money from him, when we told Go Docha Nitzratzislo, and he could have done an Aveira with her, Vikavash Yisro, and he overcame his Aveira, Upatzul L'Shalom. And he let her, and he did not sin, Vinis Rapa, and then all of a sudden he got better from his sickness. And when he used to go out to the Shuk, because of that conquering of his Yetzer, he had a ner daluk barosho min hashamayim. So it's like, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, his face was shining, so too he had his face shining. That's what Rashi quotes. If you look in the Biure Chasidus, it quotes there that maybe there's a common theme here, that he quotes B'Shem the Baal Shem Tov. Ki kol kocho gdulasa shel Moshe Rabbeinu haya shahafach as midosaf hativios meira l'tov. Moshe Rabbeinu had some, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago in a Parsha Shir, that Moshe Rabbeinu naturally could have gone, not been the perfect individual. He had to overcome. And he conquered his Yetzer. Right? We see sometimes that he had a tinge of kas by the hitting the rock and by here and by there. But yet, he obviously reached the level that no ever human being ever reached. But it wasn't that he didn't have to conquer his Yetzer. But he was tremendous at conquering his Yetzer. And that's the same thing with Basparo. Basparo, we know, what did it say that she was down by the Yor? What does Chazal say? Rashi quotes that she was washing herself from the Avodah Zarah of her father. Imagine, she was the princess, and she was about to, and her father pretended to be a god, going to the Yor. And what does she do? She's going to wash herself from that. She's conquering that. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, there's Basya, there's he, and also there's Mar Ukva, based on the story. So all three of them symbolize being Kovesh as Yitzro, and that's the connection between them. Remember the Tiferes Yisrael we mentioned, I think at the end of Maseches Nedarim, which talks all about we mentioned it in a parsha shir, the artists that drew a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the king that saw the picture and thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was a big Russia, and Moshe says, no, the artist got it right. Really, that's inherently, I have certain midos, but I channel them and I'm able to conquer them, Baruch Hashem. That was the story we mentioned from the Tiferes Yisrael at the end of Nedarim. Okay. Oh, you know what we mentioned that? Parshas Mishpatim. On Tov Shevaro from Ligahenim, on Rapo Yerape. So if you want to chazer that, that's where we mentioned it, Parshas Mishpatim. Okay, so now let us start the fourth parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. Says the Mishnah, Echad dini mamanis ve'echad dini nefashis bedrisha v'chakira. Shenemar mishpat echad yelachem. Dini mamanis and dini nefashis need drisha v'chakira. We mentioned this at the beginning of yesterday's shir. There are two types of questions that are asked. Witnesses, which we'll get to by the Hashem, differences between them in a later parak, in the parak of Ma'ben Drishos L'Chakiros. But for now, we just have to know that Chakiros are the more serious questions of what happened and when it happened and how did it happen. And then the other questions are less important, and that is periphery details that Beis Din asks them. What was the person wearing? What color? This and that. Those are differences. But both of those are needed for Dine Mamanis and for Dine Nefashos. Uma bei dinei mamers dinei nefashos. What are the differences between monetary cases and dinei nefashos? So the Gemara is about to list off ten differences. Tosfos asks, the Ran asks, so why is it that we have one halacha that's the same based on mishpat echad yelachem, as we had that earlier once already in the Masechta, and then we have 10 differences. So why don't you, based on the pasuk of mishpat echad, why don't you learn more of these should be the same? There are so many differences between nefashos and mamonis. Why don't you compare them deeper? So says Tosis, Taf Tosis, ma bedin mamonis din nefashos, af al gav deshavim bechakiru vidrisha, midichsim mishpat echad yelachem, le'inyin mili detalu bischus vechova, ein lahashvosam, delo shayach bedin mamonis. All the differences, says Tosis, that we're about to mention, has to do with chov and schus. You start off with schus, and only the smallest rabbi, the smallest rabbi says the chova first, because nobody can argue. It all has to do with schus and chova. And says Tosas, that's not shayach b'dinei mamonis. Why? The Maharam explains, because whatever is a schus for one person is a chova for the other person. So you can't discuss what is schus and what is chova by mamonis. So you can't, it's not shayach to talk about those halachos when it comes to mamonis. Only by nefashos, which we start off with schus. That is answer number one, the Tosfos. The Ran adds to that. The Ran quotes this answer and then says, V'yaf al pi sheschuso shel nitva yoser chashuv lefishuhu machzik v'hamotzi mechaveiro olav araya. You might say, even so, you're right, there's no real schus and chova, but shouldn't the halacha be weighted to one side, the one who is muchzak? So maybe that should be the parallel to schus, just like we're notel schus, we're notel to muchzak, says the Ran, no. You can't compare the two cases. Lo yalof kuleish, lo yuchlumo, schus vachova, leza shiirtsu. You can't compare that. Muchzak, you're right, there's a concept about muchzak. But there's no reason that we should keep the muchzak, let the muchzak keep the money. So therefore, we can't compare them within the world of mamonis and nefashos. But then he calls another answer. V'yesh l'taris v'lomar, this is the Ran. Dekra de mishpat echad yelachem lo asa ela be'ikar hadin shehu kabbalas ha'edus. When do we say compare them? Regarding kabbalas ha'edus. Kabbalas ha'edus, which has to do with how you're makabal the edim, and what do you do when you're makabal the edim. U'chayotze bazo haynu drisha v'chakira. Aval hanhagas hadayonim bedine nefashos. Eino shavel adini mamonis. She yoser roi she nachre b'dini nefashos b'dini mamonis. Right, and therefore there are differences. But it has to do with the inherent din. There's big differences between mamonis and nefashos in terms of what is occurring. Only regarding accepting the witnesses, kabbalah sa'edim, that's where we might find parallels. Okay, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. So we mentioned the one common halacha, and now ma beidini mamas din nefashos. So many differences, which the Gemara, that's what this parak is about, going through each of these differences, what the source is, and where it comes from. Dini mamanis bishlosha, dini nefashos besa bishlosha. That we already had back on the Mishnah Daf Beis. The Gemara does not quote that here. Why? Because we already learned the sources before. The Mishnah on Daf Beis discusses what the source is for 23. Eda, then you have to win by two. Right? That's why, if you remember, the Mishnah on Daf Beis discussed the source for 23, and the Gemara discussed the source for 3, back in the first parak. Dini Mamanis poschin, bein l'schus, bein l'chova. Dini Mamanis, you're poseach. You start the case with schus or chova. The nefashis, you only start with schus. What does it mean? You open with schus. You let the witnesses of schus testify first. We're going to have, as at the end of today's daf, six shitas about what exactly this means. What does it mean? Poschin l'schus. Also means maybe that you only have one time to make a first impression. So maybe you don't want to make a first impression. You always have schus. Dini mamonis, matan al pi echad, bein l'schus, bein l'chova. Mamonis, the case can be one, z'chus, or chova. The case can be one, by one. V'dini nefashis, matan al pi echad, l'schus, v'al pi shayav l'chova. But special gzeres akasiv, that dini nefashis, you have to win by two. To win by two. It's like you're playing a game, some games, you gotta win by two. Right? That's l'chova, you have to win by two. Dini mamonis, machzirin, bein l'schus, bein l'chova. Dini mamonis, if they already finished the court case, and they're already leaving, it's after the Gemara Din, you bring it back. If a new evidence crops up, if somebody says, oh, I have this, I have a shtar, you bring it back. L'schus or l'chova. Dini nefashis, machzirin l'schus, v'matzirin l'chova. Dini nefashis, though, only l'schus. Even if somebody comes after the court case and says, I have new witnesses to the case, sorry, once somebody is acquitted, they cannot be brought back That is a special halacha in Dine Nefashis. Dine Mamanis, next, Hakol Maladin Schus Vichova. By Dine Mamanis, anybody could cite their opinion. We know, the Gemara is going to discuss later, that we have by Bati Dinim of 23, there are, in front of them, Rashi quotes, Hakol Malamdim, V'yafilu Talmidim Hayoshvim Lefnei HaDayanim, V'lonismanu Bezen Akach, the various courts have Talmidim, student judges, I would call them. We have student teachers, we have student judges, those who are learning the trade, learning how to be a dayan, so they're sitting in front of the Bezdin. They're allowed to say it. If they have svaras to say, they could say it by Dina Mamanis. They're allowed to scream out, I think this is correct, I think that's correct, l'schus or l'chova. Dina Nefashis, hakol melamdin schus, they could say that for schus, v'ein hakol melamdin chova. But they cannot say that for chova. Also, Dini Mamanis, Hamalamid Chova Malamid Schus, Hamalamid Schus Malamid Chova. If somebody wants to change their Shita, let's say they were going one side, they were going to the other side, they're allowed to change it by Mamanis. Whatever you want to do, you could change it. If you started saying Chova, you could say, you know what, now I think it's really a Schus. But Dini Nefashis, Hamalamid Chova Malamid Schus, you could change it for Schus, to Schus, Aval Hamalamid Schus, Ein Yachol Lachzor Malamid Chova. But once you start L'schus, when it comes to Dina Nefashis, you cannot change and be Malamid Chova. Rashi says, quoting a Gemara later on, this is only during the Masa Umatan, during the deliberations. Once you get to the end of the case, the Gemara Din, if you really think that the Din is one way, you can't paskin the other way. You have to do what you think is right. Right, that's similar to the concept. I mean, it's shades of the concept of a Zakin Mamre. A Zakin Mamre, where one of the Sanhedrin paskas against the rest, he has to say what he thinks. But once he's outvoted, then he'll have to say, look, I'm outvoted. And he has to be meshubit to the roof. But during the deliberations, he's one of the Sanhedrin. One of the Sanhedrin has to say what they think. Has to say what they think. Right? So therefore, he can, but, so that is a one limitation. But Rashi says, what's the basis of this halacha? Why do you say, once you say schus, you can't say chova? Rashi quotes, svarahi, debi'inon vihitzilu. Again, a concept that's going to come up many times. Just like mishpadecher is going to come up many times, vihitzilu ha'eda. Vihitzilu ha'eda, and therefore a special din of trying to acquit people who are in dina nefashas cases. So Rashi says here too, you cannot be malamid chova because of vihitzilu ha'eda. The Yad Ramah does not like this pshat. So the Yad Ramah says, he quotes Rashi, and then he says, "V'lo mistaver to hamihai taima." Because of this reason, hamalamid chova nami lo yachzer v'yalamid schus to be inin v'shaftu ha'eda. Right, you need v'shaftu ha'eda. Somebody's malamid chova. So he says, you can never switch. You have v'shaftu ha'eda v'tzilu ha'eda. So nobody should be able to switch. So he says, no, elam mistavra. This is the source. To meheich kra nafgalon tichsib gabi mesis. Remember, we have back in the first parak also. We have the Moshe Shemru Gemaras. We have by Mesis, lo sachmo v'lo sachase. You're not allowed to have Rachmanis on a Mesis. That's what the Torah says. Habinach kulu chamo v'chase. Mashma, by everybody else, you have to have Rachmanis. That's what you learn it out from. Other cases other than Mesis. So that is the two days, Rashi and the Yad Ramah, what the source is for this halacha of that somebody is Malamed Chova cannot then be Malamed Schus. Continuing, Dini Mamanis, second to last skinny line, Dunin by Yom, Begomen by Laila. Dini Mamanis, you could start judging the case by day, and you could finish it by night. Dine Nefashos, Dunin by Yom, Begomen by Yom. Dini Nefashos, though, everything by day. Dunin by Yom, Begomen by Yom. Major Machlokas Achronim, the Ksos and the Granat. What does the Ksos hold? The Ksos says, in Simin Hey. What does it mean, Dunin by Yom V'gomrin by Laila? The Ksos says, well, say, what's the pashtus, I would say, is the Granat. Rav Naftali Trupp, Rosh Hashiva in Radin, says the Granat. You know what this means? As long as you start off Bizman Kashrus, you could finish up Bizman Psul. That's the Granat. Maschil, right? Maschil by Yom Gomer by Laila. That's it. The end always goes after the beginning. And therefore, as long as you always start by Kashrus, so then it is okay to finish Bipsul. That is the Shita of the Granat. And he said, that's the spot. And therefore what? And therefore, let's say you didn't start off by Kashrus. Let's say you have the whole din at night. Let's say you don't have a Haskalah Sadid. You accept the witnesses, then you just have a discussion and Gemara din at night. You have nothing by day, says the Granat. That would be possible. It's only because you started by Yom, then you could be Maschil. You're Maschil by Yom, you could be Gomer by Laila. That's what the Granat. That's what the granat. Special din by Yom. Special din by Yom. But that is the granat. He says he has a kapara, but it's similar to other. We have other contexts where as long as you start off bakashras. Let's say you started off Shmoneh Esrei before Sozman Tefillah, and then you finish after Sozman Tefillah. So that's a discussion in the postgame, but one might say, you go after the Hakol Holech Achar HaSchalah. You go after when you started. As long as you started Bekashrus, then it is okay. I'm not saying that's what we poskin, but that is a sheet that's quoted by some poskin. But the Ksos earlier, obviously, and the Granat 300 years earlier, does not have this sheet. The Granat is arguing on the Ksos. Says the Ksos, no. There is no such din, says the Ksos, that you have to have a Gemara din by Yom. There's no such din. The din is, you're allowed to be Gomer Balayla. Lachay Nirlani is Daiti, based on a Ramah. What's the Ramah? The Ramah says that Bidi Eved Imchotse says the Rashbam. Sorry, the Rashbam, not the Ramah. The Rashbam says, maybe the Ramah, right, Vyesh Omrim. Here, yeah, the Rashbam quoted by the Ramah. Vyesh Omrim says the Ramah, Dim Avru Vedonu Balayla Dinehim Din. Bidi Eved, their din is a din. That's what the Ramah says. So why is that? Why Bidi Eved Dinehim Din? Says the Ksos. There's a Lachat Chila of Tchilas Din Bayom. But there's no such thing as Gemara Din Bayom. No such thing. He says the near lechay near lani is daiti. The guva dinket the koi koi. The kasher b'di aved. Vehu kiva de eno pasal el tchilas din balayla. Vegemar din kasher balayla. Imkenim avru v'danu balayla. Nihi de pasal haya tchilas din. The haynu masu matan. Mikol makom gemar din. Dainu maisha amru ishploni atel chayiv. Zehu b'kasherus min haTorah. To gemar din kasher balayla. And therefore, if you did the whole thing at night, fine, the tchila was pasal, but it doesn't affect the gemar, and therefore the gemar would be kosher. He says, just like, let's say the Dayanim didn't do any Masa Umatan. Right? They didn't do anything. They just passed in Gemara Din. Gemara Din has separate rules. V'im kem kivet the Gemara Din kasher balayla. Im kenim avru v'dana balayla. Vadai kasher. So that is the Shita of the Ksos. The question on this is, that what about we have other halachos that are compared that also need yom lechadchila, and they're not kosher balayla. That's a discussion of chalitza and other cases, but that is a discussion of the ksos and the granat on this halacha. What's the svara of dana by yom agor balayla? Is that because as long as you started off by yom, it's okay? Or do you say that no, there's no din of tchilas din balayla? As long as you have gemara din balayla, it is there's only a halacha of tchilas din balayla of bayom, but gemara din balayla is 100% fine. Okay, more there, but we will continue. Says the Mishnah. Dini Maminis. Gomrin bo bayom bein l'sklus bein l'chova. Dini Maminis, you could finish the same day that you started. Start and finish the same day. Dini Nefashis, gomrin bo bayom l'schus. Dini Nefashis, you could finish the same day, only l'schus. Ubayom shala acharav l'chova. But you got to hold off. Got to hold off one day. If you want to be b'chayav the person, you got to have at least a night to think about it. It's not to think about it. You can't be mechayev the person that day. Lefichach, therefore, ain danin lo be'erev Shabbos, lo be'erev Yontif. That's why you can't start a dina nefashis case. On erev Shabbos, on erev Yontif, because you're going to start it, and then you're going to be mechayev it. They're going to wait overnight. You're not going to be able to paskin the next day. There's not going to be enough time. And then you can't wait till after Shabbos, because that's called Inui Hadin. You are continuing that he thinks he's going to be killed, and you're not allowed to delay. That's also V'hitzilu Ha'edah. You gotta B'hafto Recha Kamocha. That you're not allowed to delay. So therefore, you can't do a din on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif, because you're not going to be able to do it the next day. Not allowed to be done the next day. There's a special Isidar. Why can't you be done on Shabbos? Why can't you be done on Shabbos? That's an Isidur Rabbanan, the Mishnah Maseches Beitza. It's a Beferish, the Lodanin. Can't be done. It's an Isidur Rabbanan of being done on Shabbos. What about punishing on Shabbos? What about putting to death on Shabbos? That's an Isidur Raisa. That's in last week's Parsha. So the Moni HaMitzvahs learn out that that's an Isidur Raisa, part of being Ma'anish, punishing on Shabbos. At least when it comes to Misa, and when it comes to Malkus. Right, because Chovel is also an Isidar Aisa. One of the big mysteries in Halacha, Hilcha Shabbos, is which Malacha is Chovel. The Gemara says Beferish, that Chovel is an Isidar Aisa. Which of the Lamatas Malachas is Chovel? Doesn't say anywhere. Four Shitas in the Rishonim. Four Shitas, what's Chovel? Some say, Rabbeinu Tam says it's Shochet. Shechting, malikala kula, malikala palga. If I wound somebody or not. And Tosa says that it is, Rashi says it could be tsoveya, right? That you're coloring the skin where you shecht them. Others, the Rambam says it's mefarik, it's dush, right? Because you're moving the blood just like milking a cow. It's three shitas, right? There are many different shitas. What exactly, the Meiri says, sometimes chova could be tikkun, right? Brismila, maybe it's tikkun, which is maybe it's makam apatish. So again, no various different shit. What chovel is? Everybody agrees chovel is usur, but that is, but that's why, vosvar eish is included in that. Big, the samachronim say, what about knas? Is knas is also an onesh in a certain sense. So is Bezalel allowed to be mechayev a knas on Shabbos? That's an interesting discussion. Okay, not for now. Dini Maminis, third line. Hatameos vataris. Dini Maminis and Tumah Vatara. Or you take out the word mamonis, maschilim min agadol. All of those, the greatest dayan gives his opinion first. Why? Because he should give his opinion first. That's the covet, and it's a case of it's not a case of somebody's life. So everybody, nobody will be scared to express their opinion, even though the great rabbi already said their opinion. Dinei nefashos maschilim min atzad, but dinei nefashos you start from the smallest dayan because. And then you move up, because once the biggest dayan says, chai or potter, so then nobody else will express their opinion. So that's why maschilim and atzad. Let's finish the mishnah, then we'll see a thought about that. Hakol k'sherin l'adud din imamanis. Everybody can judge din imamanis. We'll learn out who is included in hakol. Rashi quotes here, mamzer, v'ein hakol k'sherin l'adud din nefashis, ela kohanim levim yisraelim hamesiyin l'kahuna. Only people with perfect yichus. Says the Gra. There's a thought from the Gra. They quote Peshein the Gra on Parshas Mishpatim that on the halacha of Maschilim min Hatzad, you start from the smallest dayan, that we all know the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa in Meseches Gittin, Churban Abayis, and the Gemara, the whole story of Bar Kamsa starts off with the line, on the Sanuso shall Reb Zechariah ben Avkulis, the humility of Zechariah ben Avkulis, hech riva es beitenu v'sarfas echaleinu. That caused the Churban Abayis, right? Because of his anava. And there's different discussions in the Achronim, is that a compliment or is that an insult? Right? Is that saying a good thing or a bad thing about Zechariah ben Avkulis? The Mesul Yesharim in Parachov says it's a bad thing. That he did something that was he thought was a mitzvah, was really an avera. That's what he holds. But others say, no, it's a positive. What did he do? He's the one that said when Bar Kamsa came with the animal, they said, you know what, let's kill him. Let's kill him. He said, no, you can't kill him, because then they'll say, if you bring a Baal Mum to the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayav Misa. Okay, let's sacrifice it anyway. No, then people will say that if you're Makar V'Baal Mum, you can be Makar V'Baal Mum Mizbeach. Let's do all these things. And then because of that, you know, they didn't do anything, and then he went back to the king, and it caused the Churban Abayis. So what do you mean, Anava? What's his Anava here? What humility is he doing here? So says the Gra, Rav Zechariah ben Avkulis was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. He was the greatest Gadol, but he didn't think he was so great. So when this Shaila came to the Beis Din, right, it's fascinating. Why didn't the other Rabbanan argue with him? Why didn't they argue with him? If they thought it was dangerous, why didn't they argue with him? Why didn't they say, tough luck, you're outvoted? Why? Because he expressed his opinion, because he thought he was the smallest dayan of the generation. He was such an anav, but you know what? He was really the biggest dayan. So once he expressed his shita, so nobody else argued with him. So that's it, they were stuck. Maschilim in atzad, but once he said that, so that was it. They couldn't argue with him, and this had to do, this wasn't Didi Maminis, this was about Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore once he said his shita, nobody else said a word, and that led to the Churban Abayis. That's the anava of Zechariah ben Avkulis, because he didn't realize who his self-worth, he didn't realize that he was a great judge, so that led to the Churban Abayis. Oh, that's the Gra on Parshat Mishpatim. Weiter. Says the Gemara. Back to the first line. Dinei Maminis bibina drisha v'chakira. Does Dinei Maminis require drisha v'chakira? As we have in the Mishnah, the first line. For a minute, 1 minute. Shtar shizmano kasov b'echad v'nisan. Wow! Echad v'nisan. Siyata d'shmaya. Today's date. Bishmita. Ashtar. Did Ramir Shapiro think about this in the 1930s? Right. So that shtar that had the date. The first day of Nisan in the Shemitah year. Okay, that's not perfect, but okay. Ubo Edim Va'amru. Hechatem Eden al Shtar Zeh. And Edim come and say, how can you be made on this star? Vahalo, Biyo Ploni, Mano Yisav, Makam Ploni. Right, Edim Zomamin. How could you have known, seen this loan? You were with us. Right, as we discussed, Adam Zomamin, Shtar Kosher, Fate of Kshirin, everything's kosher. Everything is kosher, no problem. Why? Shema Chayshinan, Shema Ichru V'Kasvehu. No, you're Choshish. Maybe it's a Shtar Me'uchar. Maybe the loan took place a month ago and they just wrote the date now. No problem. A Shtar Me'uchar is kosher. And therefore they say, you were with us? Okay, you're right. The day that it was written, you were with us. But we just posted it. We wrote this. This is where the loan took place and when, but really it had taken place a month earlier. We just delayed, and it's okay, because you're Meshabe later Lukuchos. It's a month of Lukuchos that you're not going to take from. But that's okay. But this was a Tosefta. And if you say you need Jishav HaKira, Heichi Chayshinan Shema Ichru V'Kasvu. What kind of Shema? You know exactly what happened. You're gonna be Dorish Vechoke, the witnesses. You're gonna find out exactly what happened. What do you mean maybe we're gonna have possibilities of claims? There's no possibilities when you have Jishav HaKira. It's Vadai. You know Vadai exactly what happened. So what's the Shema Ichru V'Kasvu? That's question. Ula Taimech, let's finish first, and then we say something on that. Ula Taimech, Tikshi L'chamas Nisan. Says Gemara, 1 minute. What are you asking from a Tosefta for? Why don't you ask from a Mishnah? A Mishnah is much stronger, much more authoritative. Which Mishnah? As follows. Shtarechov, Hamukdam, and Psulim, Hamukhar, and Ksherin. Shtarechov, Mukdam. If you predate a Shtar, the loan takes place on the 10th, and you wrote the 1st, so you're making it early, that's a problem. Why is that going to be a puzzle? Because now people who bought items from this Love in the interim, really it shouldn't be Meshubad to the Baal Chov, and it's going to be because it says that the loan took place earlier. But Mucharin Aksherim, meaning it says the same din. Muchar is kosher. And again, if you say you need Jijim Chakira, what do you mean? Why should a Shtar Mucharin be kosher? You read the Shtar, it's Mezuyaf. It's Mezuyaf, Rashi says. So what, your Choshes, that maybe it's a Mucharin. But you see in front of you there's a date on the Shtar, and Jijim Chakira, you know something's wrong here. So how can you say that's kosher? Doesn't that show that you don't need Jijiv HaKira by Dina Mamanis? You're not some adoktaken when things occurred. So why don't you ask from the Mishnah? Why do you dafka from the Tosefta? So hello Kasha, no problem. Da difa mina kamrinan. We ask from the Tosefta because it's an even greater chiddush. Di afilu b'echad b'nisan b'shmita to lo shichi inshin l'mosfei. Because what's the date there? The date's the first day of Nisan in Shmita. How many people lend money that day? How many people are going to postdate the Shtar? They only have a few months to collect. It doesn't really make sense to say that it was postdated to a Mara L'Shtar, right? People aren't going to write such a bad Shtar because they're only right at the end of Shemitah. They're not going to be able to collect anymore. So, even so, afilu hachi, kima to shvias sofa mishametas machsherinan. Since you still have a few months to collect, we'll still be machsher and say, you know what? Maybe it was postdated. So that's what we asked for the Tosefta, even in this case, where it's pretty unusual to suspect that this is a date, this is when it was done, still, we are machshir. That's what we asked from the Tosefta, not from the Mishnah. We come akam kasha, but we're still back to the question, which we never answered. These sources seem to say that you don't need Jishav HaKira by Dinim Amenis, while the Mishnah says that you do need Jishav HaKira. There is an important machlokas we've shown him, quoted in the Ran, in Maseches Ksubis, and elsewhere. I'll read it to you from the Ran, Adav Yud Beis Mabeis. There's a shita of the Ba'au HaMa'or, Rabbeinu Zrachya Halevi, on Adav Yud Beis Mabeis, quoted there in the Ran, in Ksubis, that Eidus Shebishtar is not subject to Hazama. That's the shita of the Ba'au HaMa'or. There cannot be Edim Zomamin. Even, like an Argamara, if you say Imanu HaYisim to Edim in Shtar, even if you know for sure it took place this day, says the Malamar, no, there's no Kasher Zamam, there's no, nothing. You don't make him pay. That's the din. Why? V'yod be'edus al pehu di'ika hazama, avalo be'edus b'shtar lo olam, afilu kasiv b'shtar shebizmanu kasvuhu. Even if you write in the shtar that this is not a post-dated shtar, this is exactly when it took place, that you know for sure, it doesn't matter. The Baal Amar Shita is, there's no hazama be'edus b'shtar. Why? Mishum da hazama chidushu. Ve'ein l'chabo elachidusho, the stam edus bal pehu. And this is, says the Ran, v'zesha look at the very Rivzal. The Riv says, gabi eid zomein, de b'shtar nami, ika hazoma, kosha kasaboshin nechta bezmanu. If you know for sure that it was written this day, so then there is hazoma. V'chein nira iker. And the Ran says, I agree with that. Unless you don't, if you don't know for sure, you think it might be a shtar meuchar, then you can't. But if you know for sure that it was written this day, so then there can be zomamin even when it comes to idish of a shtar. So what's the svar for that machlokas? Balamar in the riff. So it could either be a machlokas about hazama. Maybe it's a machlokas about hazama, as we spoke about a few weeks ago. The special din of hazama is a shemei zomim. You need a person standing in front of you and giving him the status of an zomim. Maybe that's the machlokas. Whether you hold of that principle, or even if you hold of that principle, could you have a shemei zomim by somebody who's not there, by eid shebishtar? Maybe it's a hazama issue, or the other halachas, maybe it's a shtar issue. What do eidim and a shtar, what type of eidus is that? Is that similar to other eidus? As we said yesterday, from Rav Soloveitchik, eidus shebishtar, from according to his grandfather Reb Chaim, right? Maybe eidus shebishtar means the shtar cries out, I am kosher, there's nothing wrong with me, it took place correctly, et da da da, it's not paid up yet. So maybe part of that is that we are not zomamin, so you can't make them into eidim zomamin. Again, so it might be a shtar issue, it might be a hazama issue, but that's an important machlokas to be aware of. Okay, simin charpash. So we have three lines from the bottom. So we have a stira. Our Mishnah seems to say that you need drisha v'chakira when it comes to dinim amanis, and the brises and the Mishnah also seem to say not. What's the simin charpash? This one is not such a hard one to figure out. It's the answers of the Gemara. We're going to have Rabbi Chanina, then we're going to have Rava, then we're going to have Rav Papa. So those are the charpash coming up, and then we'll see what the shin is. We'll see what the shin is. Okay, weiter. So, Amar Rabbi Chanina, answer number one. Dvar Torah, echad dinim amanis, echad dinim nefashim, b'drishim v'chakira. Shemar mishpat echad yelachem. The Mishnah is talking about on the Daraisa level. Mi Daraisa, you need drishim v'chakira, even by mamanis. Umat ha-mamru dinim mamanis, lo bina drishim v'chakira. Why, by dinim mamanis, do we say that you don't need? Kadesh lo tino dalas, b'fnei lavin. It's a dinder rabbanan. If you require drishim v'chakira, then all the lenders are going to be scared. They're going to say, these witnesses, maybe they're not going to hold up under pressure. Maybe they're going to be, even though they're true, maybe they're going to be scared. They're not going to be able to do give proper edus. I'm not going to lend money. Maybe I'll never get my money back. So din d'rabbanan, you do not require drisha v'chakira. Elamayata tolo yishalmu. If that's true, then if you don't need drisha v'chakira, then maybe we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Maybe if the judges make mistakes, you shouldn't hold them accountable. Because it's not their fault. If they could have done drisha v'chakira, maybe they could have known, figured out the case better. But now it's not their fault. So how can you hold them responsible? So the Gemara says no. Kol shekein shetinu dalas b'fnei lavin. Is that true? That for sure people won't lend money because they'll know if the judges make mistakes, they won't be able to be paid back. So for sure, we say that we require the judges to pay if they make a mistake. That is answer number one. Important lumdus question, the Mishnas Yaves. Rav Zsolti in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Yud Aleph, has the following question. And he quotes all the Achronim. We'll just mention the question. Eidei Mamon, la'acher shetiknu chachamim delo, be'inan drisha v'chakira. Now that we have a dinim amanis, that you don't need drisha v'chakira, kimavur b'sanhedrin, ha'im ze eidus midaraisa? Have we just knocked out the concept of eidus midaraisa? Because eidus midaraisa requires drisha v'chakira. And therefore, if you don't have drisha v'chakira, so then it's not real eidus. Oh, to have the eidus rak midrabanan, to min haTorah below drisha v'chakira ain al. Oh, this is all the first side. To min haTorah below drisha v'chakira ain al zeh Torah's eidus. So do you say that? Well, once you knock out drisha v'chakira, you only have eidus midrabanan nowadays? Or do we say no? Drisha v'chakira is a requirement of the Bezdin, but it's not part of the definition of eidus. And eidus you can have even without drisha v'chakira. So that is his question. And once they took away drisha v'chakira, does that affect the low status of the eidus? So he quotes the Tshuva Tzchem de Shlomo, that nireh pashut, that it's still the oraisa. Im heidu sheker avra losane. Nowadays, if they testify falsely, they still violate losane v'nifsalu l'eidus. Al korach gei shlomar davei achshav afilu eidus de oraisa. V'shuv ein yochal lios choser umagin mi d'oraisa. Many other nafkaminas, if it's eidus d'oraisa. Do you apply kibbutz shehigin? Do you apply the isra of losane? That's what he quotes. But then he quotes from a few Rambams. The Rambams seem to say that no. Drisha v'chakira is part and parcel of the definition of Eidus. It's not a din in Bezdin. And because of that, nowadays, What we're allowed to do, shelotino delis, is to accept edus that is not real daraisa. The Rambam says this in a few places. The Rambam says, hachak in perak alav and ilchaz edus, hachakiris vahadrishos, hein hadvarim shehem ikr ha'edus, uba hen yischayev o yipater. The Rambam's lashon. And another Rambam. In the end, the last Rambam, Nilchas Gerishin. We mentioned this Rambam before. Al yiksha be'necha shehitiru chachamim wa'erva achamura be'edus isha o eved o shifcha. Don't be so surprised that edus isha we allow from a woman, from an eved, from a shifcha, or from an akum esich lefitumo, or aid me p'aid, or without drisha v'chakira. So Rambam throws it in along with aid me p'aid, and edus isha, and edus eved. Well, those are not real edus. We just say the edus isha requirements, the standards are so low. But look what the Rambam groups it with. Hare kasa, this is Rav Jolti, the edus bo jishav chakira, hare ze ke edus mi piaksav, ed mi piaid. She'en alayim, Torah edus mena Torah. Because the Rambam says over there, it's through Rabbanah. So again, that is an important discussion with many nafkaminas, which Rav Jolti discusses here in Simon, Yud Aleph.
Can't the jishav chakira work out
Could it work out for the benefit of the malva? Yes, but they're just trying to make sure the malva comes with these witnesses and says these witnesses support me. So without Drisha v'Chakira, it's better for him because they say, yeah, Reuven Shimon owes you money. Period. So he's better off without Drisha v'Chakira.
Although it could also bring aid that he paid.
No, then if it's aid, if Lowe brings witnesses that he paid, then it's trey or trey. Then it's a stalemate. Right. So then with. So that you're right. You're right. That'll be Drisha v'Chakira on his side. But generally, the Lova doesn't have witnesses that Parua. Generally, it doesn't happen. What? Oh, let's go. Why is he limited to Alva? So I didn't want to get into it, but you asked, so I'll mention it. The last Amud in Maseches Yevamos. Maybe that's in the recesses of the brain. Right? The last Amud in Maseches Yevamos discusses, do you need, what I've just mentioned for the Rambam, do you need Drisha v'Chakira for Edus Isha? Somebody comes and says, so-and-so, the husband died, and therefore the wife could get married. So the Gemara quotes the Machlokas Tanoim there, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfin, and it's related to Rabbi Chanina. It's related to Shlotin Odelis, is that reason is not Shayach outside of Halva. So do you say this, once you say this by Mominus versus Nefashas, that it's only Nefashas and everything else is like Mominus? Or do you say that, no, everything is like you have to go, whether the reason applies or not. So you have to look in the cases where there's no reason of Shlotin Odelis. What about by Nezek? What about by, you know, the other comparable cases? You have to figure it out. Okay, well, that Gemara in Yevamos, I'm not going to get into the Rishonim now there, but it talks about there is a Ksuba component to Edus Isha. She's trying to collect her Ksuba, so is that enough? So the Ritva there discusses it in the Maseches Yevamos. But we'll leave it for now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar. Second answer. Stira, again, between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Do you need Yishev Chakir by Mamanis or not? Masris and Da'acha b'dine Knossos. V'idach mohudol salvos. By dine Knossos, there's no Shalotin Odelis. So therefore, maybe that is what the Mishnah is talking about, and the Braisa, which says that you don't need, that is Hoda'os v'halvos. Number two. Number three. Rav Papa Amar. Idi v'idi bodo'os v'halvos. Kan b'din meruma, kan b'din she'ena meruma. It depends if it's a din meruma or not. Din meruma means the dayan, or the bezdin, think that something's fishy going on here. Right? They have all the edim testified, and everything is, there's nothing on the surface that is wrong, but they could sense something is wrong here. They could sense something is not right. And a dayan is not allowed to paskin if you think something is not right. So even though midrabanan we say you don't need Drisha v'Chakira, if it's a din meruma, you do Drisha v'Chakira. There's a question in the Achronim, does that mean that we're back to the din daraisa now of Drisha v'Chakira, or we're still within the drabanan, but they have a right to check? The language of the Rambam by Din Meruma is clear. The Rambam says, V'chein emra ha-dayin sh'ha-din meruma tzarech drisha v'chakira ke'edei nefashos. The Rambam adds in those two words, meaning going back to the Din Daraisa here. Says the Rambam, by Din Meruma, you say, okay, it's Meruma, so forget the Durabanan of Shotin Odelis, you're back to the Din Daraisa. Afal pi she'hein edei haldos avos. It's still like edei nefashos. That's an important lashon of the Rambam. Viter. Kid de Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Rami. Reish Lakish has the following contradiction. Ksiv, Tzedek Tish Parami Secha. In righteousness you shall judge your friend. Viksiv, Tzedek Tirdov. Haketzad, what's the double Tzedek versus one Tzedek? Kanbe din Meruma, Kanbe din Sheina Meruma. So it depends if it's Meruma or not. If it's a din Meruma, you gotta really, really search out. Tzedek. And therefore, go with the Drisha v'chakira. Rav Ashi Yomar, I'm sorry, that's the shin. That's the sin in the Simen Charpesh is Rav Ashi. Right, you couldn't use, you wanted the, that's the fourth answer. Rav Ashi Yomar, Masnisan, the fourth statement. It's not really a second answer, but it's Masnisan Kiddushaninan. The Mishnah is like one of the first three answers, whichever one you like. But Kroy, but I have a different shot to these last psukim, not like Reish Lakish says, the follows. Echad l'din v'echad l'pshara. Tzedek versus Tzedek, Tzedek. One is for Din, and one is for Pshara, as we had back on Davav. Kidetanya, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof, Echal, Din, Echal, Pshara, Ketzad. One Tzedek is for Din, one for Pshara. What's the case of Pshara? Compromise. Shtei Svinas, Ovis, Benar, Pogos, Ebazah. There are two boats in the river, and they were both trying to get by. Im, Ovo, Shtei, and Shtei, and Tovos. If they both go at the same time, then they'll drown. Bzechar, Zeh, Shtei, and Ovis. But if one after another, so one has to give in. One has to give in, then they'll both pass by. And two camels that went up on a high cliff. Upagu zebazeh, malos beis choron. Right, that's from Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Remember, we all go in front of Hashem kibnei maron, right, like sheep. So three pshatim. One of them is like going up malos beis choron. Upagu zebazeh. So you have camels going up. Im alu shteim, they both go up at the same time. Shteim noflim. Zechazeh shteim, all of them both go up. So haketzad. So what do you see from here? Teuna v'sheina teuna titche sheina teuna mebrei teuna. If one is loaded down and one is not, then the one that's loaded down goes first. One that's loaded down goes first. Krova v'sheina krova tidacha krova mebrei sheina krova. If one is closer and one is farther from the city, so we assume it's a little more difficult for them because they've been away more. So tidacha krova mebrei sheina krova. Ha'ishtein krova shtein rechokos hatel pshar b'neihem umalas charzu lazu. If they're both equal, exactly equal, then make a pshara, figure something out, and make a pshara. So a story quoted from Yaakov Kamenetsky. The Yaakov Kamenetsky was once with his son at a red light, and the light turns green, and his son was about to step on the gas pedal and get in front of the bus that was right next to him, that was going in front, and Yaakov says, no, bus goes first. So he says, his son said, why does the bus go first? The bus usually goes slower, I'll get stuck behind the bus. He says, no, this is Gemara. The tuna goes before the tena tuna. He's more tone. So Rabbi Yaakov says, he sees a bus, and he says the tuna goes first. Okay, why does the Gemara pick this case to tell me about Pshara? Why don't you give a regular case of a Din Torah? If a Din Torah, and say, make a Pshara. So one could suggest that maybe, as we quoted earlier, that Pshara, the whole idea of Pshara is that it's not MS. Pshara is not trying to get to the MS. Right? It's just it's not, we read the Reflections of the Rav article, it's not MS. Din is MS. Pshara is social harmony. And it's all about shalom, it's not about MS. So maybe that's why the Gemara gives this case where there is no MS. There is no MS. They're both equal. Who's going to go first? There is no MS. It's only about shalom. So this case purely totally highlights the idea of Pshara. The Meshech Chachma doesn't say this explicitly, but the first Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim says something like it. I like to stick it into the Meshech Chachma. But he says, Hach Pshara hu b'makam she'ein din al zeh. That's what he says in this Gemara. L'chein kiva she'ein al zeh din mitzvah b'pshara. V'ha mitzvah l'abali dinim she'abali dinim mitzuvim l'fasher. If there is a possibility of din, then it depends if they ask for it or not. And that's what also could be the suggestion we mentioned then, that how could you have one pshara? One person says mitzvah, one person says asur. Mitzvah and asur, two totally diametrically opposing shitas. The answer is yeah, because it's not MS. So on the one hand, how could you do that? It's terrible. But on the other hand, Gadol HaShalom. Gadol HaShalom, Main Shalom, Ein Klum. Right? So that's why maybe it quotes these cases to highlight what pshara is about. Okay, I don't know if we're still in the world of Drisha v'chakira, because here he's, Rav Ashi saying these two, now we're talking about something else. He's just giving different,
he's not proving
I don't think, he's proving Echal Adin v'Echal Abshar, but nothing to do with Drisha v'chakira anymore. I think he's just giving the psukim that the earlier answer used, I think it refers to these two cases. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. Halach Achar Bezdin Yafeh. You always go, you run after righteousness, you run after the best Bezdin. Achar Rabbi Eliezer Lelud. If you're in Lud, go to Rabbi Eliezer. He has the best. He's the biggest dayan. Achar Yochanan ben Zakkai lebrachayil. Period. Tana kol rechayim beburni. If you hear the grinding of millstones in Burni, it's the name of a place. Shavua ben Shavua ben. that it must be that there's a bris milah about to take place. Why? Because they made a decree that you're not allowed to have a bris milah in Burni, and the way that they told people about it was that they ground millstones. And everybody knew there was Shavua HaBen. Interesting. Here it says Shavua because a bris milah happens after a week. Other cases, we had in Maseches Baba in Baba Kamma, it said Yeshua HaBen. Some say that meant bris, some say that meant Shalom Zachar. But again, that's something to do with the boy. Or haner b'brochayel, if you see a candle lit in brochayel, mishtesham, mishtesham. You know there's a mishta happening. What does mishta mean? Rashi says it means a wedding. Rashi says it means a wedding. Tosfos seemed to have a different girsa. Tosfos must have had the opposite girsa, because he says, and this is the minhag of lighting candles at a bris. Right, so it must be that he had the opposite girsa. Of the candles were in the brochayel. But the Ron had our girsa, and therefore the Ron says, this is the minhag of holding candles going down to a chuppah. Going down to a chuppah right here, says the Ron. Mikan, are you the Ron? Where's the Ron? Where's my Ron? You gotta read that one inside. Says the Ron. Umikan, umizeh atam nira gamkin a minag, shemolichan avuka shel shava lofnei achasan, vishaparsin mapos, bebeis achasana. Also. Anyways, that's the candles. Viter. Omar. Tanarabanam. Tzedek Tirtov. Halach Acher Chachamim Liyeshiva. Go into the Chachamim for the best Bezdin. So we have all these examples. Acher Rabbi Eliezer Lelut. Acher Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Lebarchayel. Acher Rabbi Shuel Lepekian. Acher Rabbi Gamliel Liyavne. Acher Rabbi Akiva Lebnei Brak. Rabbi Akiva was the Mardasar Bnei Brak. Right? Yochel Mei Rosh Chodesh! So we don't pass in that way, but it is Rosh Chodesh. We can say one thing, Yochel Mei Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Akiva, they went, the five Chachamim sitting in Bnei Brak at the Seder. It was the town of Rabbi Akiva. That's why they went to Bnei Brak. They were doing like Rabbi Akiva, because he was the Marad Asur there. So, Yachal Merish Chodesh, Tavaloma. Okay, we're not Yosef the Mitzvah of Sipur, but at least we get it in there. Acher Rabbi Masiya L'Romi. You go to Rabbi Masiya in Rome. Acher Rabbi Chananiya Metradion L'Sichni. Acher Rabbi Yosef L'Sipori. Acher Rabbi Yudim Meseir L'Nitzivin. Acher Rabbi Yeshua L'Gola. Acher Rabbi L'Bei Sha'arim. Acher Chachamim L'Lishkas Agazis. The Maritz Chayis here discusses why, what's Chutzlar stuck in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. What's Rome doing in the middle there? So he discusses it there. Next, Dini Mamon is Poskin. Two more minutes. Poskin. So Dini Mamon is, we start off with Schus. So Heichi Amrinan, how do we start off with Schus? Amar Yudaru, Hachi Amrinan Luhu. Number one, this is what we say to him. Miyemer Kedekam Risu, when the witnesses come and say Chayiv, we say, you think you're right? Is anybody that holds like you? That's all we say. So Amar Lehuva, Vachasmina Luhu. What do you mean? If you say that, whenever Edom come in, you're going to say, does anybody hold like you? You're going to scare them. They're not going to claim anything. The Gemara says, good, Falechsamu. So what's the matter with that? Gemara says, no, Milo Tanya, Shem and Lazar Omer, Messiah Sayyidim Makam Makom. Don't we know that we schlep around the witnesses from place to place, Kadesha Ti Tarif Daitan, so that they have Tirif Adas, Viachzer Bohen? Don't we want the witnesses to retract? So what's the problem with that, of scaring them? The Gemara says, no, Mi Dami, Hasam Mela Kamitchu. You schlep them around, so fine, Mela, they won't testify. But Hachakat, Dachil Lubi Adayim, he was screaming at them, like, don't testify, is it for saying. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Ula, no, this is what we say to them. Hachi Amrinan, Yesh Lecha Edim Lahazimam, we say to the defendant, you have any witnesses to be mazim them? That's what it means, poskel l'schus. So Amalei Rabba, V'chi posim b'schusa shozeh, shi chovasa shozeh, that's also not good, because that's chovah of the Edim Zomamin. Umi havi chovasa, the Gemara says, 1 minute, is it chovah of ha'tanan, ein Edim Zomin erag nashig maradin? It's not a chov yet, because Edim Zomin are only punished if there was a Gemara din, and then they will prove it to be Zomamin. So Gemara says, "Hachi Amina." No, this is what I'm saying. Ilu Shasekai at the big Mardine. If this guy, if the defendant keeps quiet until the Gemara din, and then he ends up bringing the witnesses, that it comes out retroactively that you started the chova of these Edom Zomamin. So number three, El Amaraba Amrina Le Yesh Lecha Edom LaHachish. That's what we say. You have any Edom to contradict them? So then nothing's going to hurt them, because at most they'll be thrown out of court. Number four, Rav Kahana Amar, Midivrechem Nizdake Ploni. We say to the witnesses, you know what? The case will probably be acquitted at the end, just to let you know. Meaning, so we're not blasting them, we're just saying that we're trying to weight it on the side of Schus. Abaye Baravadami Travayu, Amrina Le, Ilokatal Lotidchal. No, it means we tell the defendant, don't worry, if you didn't kill, then you are not going to be killed. Don't be scared. Ravashi Yamar, last one, Komishi Odealo Schus, Yavov Yomadalav. Ravashi says, no, we just announced. Anybody have any schuyos? So come and tell us. Tani Kavasi Dabaye Barava, source number five, to right to number five, Rebbe Amar, Imoshachiv Osach. We tell the Isha Sota, don't worry, if you didn't do anything, don't worry. Mikan, Sheposcha, Medina Nefasha Tzchila, Leschus. I figure it's Rosh Chodesh, a new beginning, get finished the daf totally. Hashem, and Hashem pick up with tomorrow, the Sanhedrin, Daf, Lamid, Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here. Agun Chodesh to all.